This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Hey everyone, it's Cal Penn. I'm inviting you to join the best-sounding book club you've ever heard with my podcast, Hearsay, the Audible and iHeart audiobook club. Every episode, I nerd out with amazing guests and dive into the best new audiobooks available on Audible. It's the book club for your ears. Listen to Hearsay, the Audible and iHeart audiobook club on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ice Cube's Big 3 Season 9 is coming down to the wire.
The playoffs are here.
The action starts with the legendary Big 3 Celebrity Game.
Then the Chicago Triplets, led by Montrezl Harrell and Coach Dr. J, take on Coach Gary Payton and the Boston Ball Hogs. Followed by two-time MVP Michael Beasley and the defending champion Miami 305 facing Nancy Lieberman's Dallas Power. Three games of the most physical, competitive, and non-stop 3-on-3 action.
Watch live Saturday on CBS at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, and catch replays Monday on BET.
Presented by iHeart.
Welcome to the Murphy, Sam & Jody Daily Show Podcast.
Sam's got music news.
Here's one 40 years in the making. Janet Jackson has just announced a concert film to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the Control album.
Guys, that is one of the first albums I ever listened to front to back, front to back, front to back for like a summer of my life.
Yeah.
It's one of those that it stands up every song.
No bad songs?
No, not a one. So empowering.
Nasty, When I Think of You, Let's Wait a While.
Control.
They're all huge.
Yeah.
Pleasure Principle.
So she's going to record this. It hadn't even been recorded yet. They were a tape it, record it, whatever. December 12th at an appearance, and it's going to be called Janet Jackson Control 40. So I'm assuming, since it's not recorded yet, probably be sometime next year that we see it. It's going to be first time released
in
theaters, and then we'll get it on streaming.
Nice.
The reason she's my favorite Jackson right there, that album.
And by the way, it's not just going to be stuff from the Control album. It's going to be everything.
Oh, okay.
All her hits are going to be included in this one. So
it's a lot. It's a long concert.
Catch that one. Little Joe Bro news for you. I'm a sucker for you. Now, Camp Rock 3 is on Disney Plus today. Disney Channel yesterday, Disney Plus today. But they have also been chosen by the NFL to play the halftime show at the first ever game coming up in Australia. Not the Super Bowl.
That's okay. That's fantastic. It's a way in.
Yeah.
Test the waters.
September 11th, the 49ers and the Rams will be playing in Australia.
Yeah.
We actually will watch the game on September 10th, timeline and all.
Yes.
And it'll be on Netflix that night. First ever game in Australia. And the NFL this year, they're doing London, Melbourne, Madrid, Mexico. They're all over the place this year.
Yeah.
We're getting games.
Nice.
And, this is so much fun.
Let the world experience it.
You know, Ella Langley has the number one song in the country right now. 17 weeks at number one. She's from Texas,
I can tell. It is a great song.
Yeah.
But I have another fun version of it for you.
Okay.
This is from the other night on Jimmy Fallon. His guest was Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, Lordy.
And they decided, let's do a bluegrass take on this one. So here's Matthew singing it. She's from Texas.
Man. That sounds like something Jimmy Fallon would put together.
Not just that. That's the album I need now, Maddie. Yeah.
Well,
I need a Matthew McConaughey album now.
Ella jumped in and said, OMG. And then there are people that were like, please make an album. Put this on Spotify. Put this on all the streaming sites. We want to hear this.
Oh, my gosh.
Coming up at 6:50, Jody has three things to know today.
Coming up next, though, ladies, single ladies, I found out where all the men are. Ladies, I found out where all the men are. Now, I don't know if they're all single, but oh my gosh. So let me tell you a story from last night. I have a new device in my life, a new phone, and it arrived and, my life has been crazy with it because it's a new phone, but I didn't have a case. I didn't have an OtterBox, which is what we decided I needed an OtterBox.
Yeah.
It was so crazy.
For those of us that tend to drop phones, that's the way to go.
That naked phone made me so nervous for 2-3 days until I finally said, you know what? I couldn't find it at Walmart, the one I wanted, so I rolled into Best Buy to get it. I walk in there. It's not my kind of, I only ever go in there with Murphy every once in a great
while. Oh, I love it. It's like Disney World.
Yes, it is.
So guess what? I had been singing this song in my head all day, Meghan Trainor's No, which is a favorite song of mine. That gets stuck in my head all the time.
I have not heard that in a long time.
I love that song. It gets stuck. I walk in there, I find the OtterBoxes, and that song starts playing.
Oh,
and
really?
And I found my OtterBox. I was like, wow. And then I look around, and I'm getting helped by strangers, by people who work there. It's all men. I'm the only female in the whole place. And I'm like, this is where all the men are. They're at Best Buy, looking at electronics, just like Murphy loves to go to Best Buy. Any excuse. I have seen Murphy be at home, be ready for bed, be comfortable, and realize we need something and get dressed. And say, I'm going to Best Buy. It's where the men are.
Or when I get a notification or somebody's ready for pickup, gotta go, Jody. See ya.
I had so much help selecting this one little OtterBox case from men who work there and men who were just, you know, hey, can I help you?
Yeah.
Like, what you looking for? It was so funny. Then I want you to know the music's still playing. The playlist in there is really fun. I'm like, this is where the men are and the music's great. I go to the checkout and I want you to know, they're like, do you have a phone number with us? I'm like, of course I don't. I said, I gave them yours.
Good.
And they were like, oh, yeah, we know you.
He's a gold customer.
Yeah. They were like, oh. And I said, will this get him points? And he was like, yeah, it's sure will. So I got you some points.
Oh, thank you, Jody.
Got my OtterBox public service announcement. That's where the men are.
Up next, Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
The latest buzz. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Ben Affleck has a new movie I can't wait to tell you about. But first, and that movie's not coming out till October, but one that's opening today that is supposed to take on Spider-Man. And it sounds very strange to me. I think you'd have to drag me to this. But everybody wants to see it because it's a regular family in a regular neighborhood. But wait, around the corner, dinosaurs? The end of Oak Street.
I think that our neighborhood.
This is Anne Hathaway.
Our house.
And Ewan McGregor.
Oak Street has moved.
They can't believe it, but one day they wake up and there are dinosaurs in the neighborhood. And I want you to know that in the year 2026, when you can make a movie, that looks like it's for real.
Yeah, it looks like there are dinosaurs in the neighborhood.
For real, like Jurassic Park meets some other little suburban family movie.
Yeah.
Park.
Those are big names, though, so I don't think you'd recruit big names for a bad movie.
I mean, no, they get to look... It's not even about you recruit. It's that Anne Hathaway saw the script and had, you know, a choice to do this. Of course she did. She's got her pick of movies. She's all over the place right now.
Yeah.
So I do want to draw your attention to one called Animals, starring Ben Affleck and Kerry Washington. He plays the mayor. This is all scary. Mayoral candidate in L.A. And then something happens to their son and they get the ransom note and they're surrounded by people they can't trust. It looks good in theaters and on Netflix in October.
Coming up at 6:50, three things to know today.
One of my favorite stories, I think, ever was that one we mentioned in the Hollywood Outsider this week about Harry Potter fans stopping a construction project in Wales because it was threatening Dobby's grave. The fictional house elf Dobby and his grave in Wales where they filmed that final movie.
Tis a mark of the house elves' enslavement.
And all that
Dobby
means is Dobby, the fictional elf, means a lot to a lot of people, including me. I mean, I'm a Harry Potter person. I understand it. I do get it.
I think it's wild. I'm wondering if this is the first time a fictional character has actually been able to steer something away.
Right.
From,
the CEO of that company said, fine, we understand it's a serious thing to you. We are not going to go anywhere near Dobby's grave. They rerouted their whole $580 million connector project. Okay, so it made me ask, and I wanted to know and hear from you on Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, all the places, is there a fictional character that actually means something to you? And I mean from books, from TV, from movies even. And it's, you know, you might want to think about it a little bit. Brandy says, Spider-Man. I have loved that character through comics, cartoons, and movies my entire life.
You gonna be the next Iron Man now?
Well, no, I don't have time. I'm too busy doing your jobs.
What? I'm kidding. Look, keep up the good work.
And that's interesting, Brandy, because the new Spider-Man, Brand New Day, still playing in theaters, is what we've heard. I haven't seen it yet from fans all over the world that it's the most thoughtful Marvel movie yet.
Really?
Like the most human, the most humanity that we've seen.
Well, Tom Holland ones have been, to me, better than the other two guys.
So you just never know. It can happen to you early in your life, like when a character means something to you because you read that character when you were a child and it plants itself inside of you, you know, means something to you. Or it can be as you get older.
Is yours by chance Babe the Pig?
Aw, Babe the Pig matters to me.
Yeah.
You're right. I do love, but honestly, going back to Harry Potter, I think Dumbledore might mean a lot to me. You know, every time I ever read his words, I went back and read them again. So keep it coming. By the way, Charlotte's answer was Atticus Finch, To Kill a Mockingbird. So we want to hear from you.
Yeah, you can hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And you can, of course, always call or text us 877-310-4MSJ. Jody has three things to know today coming up next.
Here's three things to know today.
Number one, yesterday, a United Airlines flight racing down the runway suddenly aborted takeoff. This is in Chicago because two of its tires blew out.
Oh.
A pilot on a nearby plane radioed and said, wait, I'm looking at large chunks of tire across the runway. So they were headed to Phoenix. 161 passengers and six crew members had to get, do this. The stairs on a runway to get off of it, and then they had to be bused to terminals. It was a mess. Definitely, FAA is investigating that incident. Number two, it's back to school time, and that does mean universities as well and colleges. So what are the top most popular majors for students in 2026? Top three, engineering. It's always up there.
Yeah,
we like that. Health sciences, which covers a lot, is number two. And thank you. We need you. Number one, though, everybody wants big biz in America, business and accounting.
Oh,
by the way, a law major fell down to the number 10 spot. And number three, love this. You're going to remember it. Babies who grow up with dogs get sick less. On average, they are healthier and require fewer antibiotic courses throughout their childhood. Well, the research says that certain dog-associated microbes and their combinations contribute to this protective effect given to the children.
Cats lose again.
You're up to date. Three things to know today.
Jody's top five entertainment stories of the week. Number five.
Buckle yourself in for this one. We got the trailer this week for Ryan Murphy's next monster anthology series based on real crime events that he dramatizes. This one will be dramatizing when you watch it on Netflix in September. It's the Lizzie Borden story.
Lizzie Borden took an axe, gave her mother 41.
All right, that's all we're going to share with you because children are listening. It is so scary on Netflix in September.
Number four.
Ought to lighten it up. Julie Andrews always does that for us.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
She confirmed this week, by the way, she's 90 years old. She confirmed this week that she will not be a part of Princess Diaries 3, which the world had hoped for. We know that that movie is moving forward with Anne Hathaway, but she said she had to say no. I think the word is I'm retired. It's the best description for it. She would love to have been a part of it, but she needs to not. But she does still work. She does narration and voice work for Bridgerton.
She does it on her own terms. I love that.
Right. And she does it. She says she does that just to keep her brain alive. Like a little work keeps you going.
Number three.
House of the Dragon fans, not really okay this week.
We'll have an empire unassailable, Rhaenyra.
After that finale of season three on Sunday night, it takes a minute. You know how many times that people have restreamed and rewatched that one this week?
So with this series, is death really all that shocking?
Yeah, that's what you come to expect it.
Still, it's a fun ride on a dragon's back.
No one's safe.
Okay, here's what to know, though. The reason I bring it up at all, this next season four, is confirmed, filming soon. And it will be the final of House of the Dragon. It'll be over then, but you won't get it till 2028.
Number two.
Actor Jeremy Strong. We know he's playing Mark Zuckerberg in the upcoming movie, The Social Reckoning.
People around here understand that when I say no, that's the end of the debate.
That's
I'm not
from
2 years
trailer.
Out of the dorm room
and
he
everybody's
sounds just like him.
Everybody's marveling at how he nailed it. He said he spent hours studying congressional testimony until his eyes fell out. He created a Facebook account just to get to know Mark Zuckerberg's ways and followed his posts and all of that. And he stayed in character. Even when he was hanging out with his friends like Bradley Cooper at lunch, he was Mark Zuckerberg.
Number one.
The trailer dropped for Verity, the Colleen Hoover best-selling novel that's now going to be on the big screen in October, starring Anne Hathaway, Dakota Johnson, and Josh Hartnett, and it is trippy.
Why can't your wife finish her book series?
This upcoming psychological thriller, the trailer looks like it makes The Shining look like a child's movie.
Really?
Okay. Verity in theaters October 2nd.
Jody's top five entertainment stories of the week. Coming up next, your morning pick-me-up.
Morning pick-me-up time, and let's go.
All right, sit back. You're going to love this story of using social media to help those in need.
Good.
This took place at a pizza delivery place called Roscoe's Pizza in Union, Michigan.
Yeah.
Heavy rush one night for dinner, and the manager, her name is Shanna. She answers the phone, and the person wants to know, random caller, hey, do you throw away your food at the end of the night? Mm. And she's like, I was just scattered, rushed. It's the dinner rush. And I was like, what are you talking about? And the person is like, never mind, and hung up the phone.
Okay.
So Shanna goes on with her evening and then realizes later on, I probably shouldn't have dismissed that. It's probably somebody in need.
Yes, or so, a group trying to.
Yeah.
She takes to the restaurant, to Roscoe's Facebook page, and says, hey, you know, if you were the one who called, call me back.
Love it.
The person didn't call back, but she got like over 100,000 likes on the Facebook page on that post.
Right.
With people suggesting, here's what you should do. Here's what you should do.
Here's what you can do.
You know, like putting covered leftovers in a spot for people to take them. But a number of recommendations she got were for a meal wall, which has been, you know, these people were like, hey, this restaurant near me does this. A meal wall is anybody can pay for a meal. They put it up on the bulletin board. And if somebody in need comes in,
they
pull it off the board, they get a meal.
Yeah.
So she decides, you know what? That's the way to go. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to go buy a bulletin board and put it up. She goes into work the next day. Phone's ringing off the hook with people from around the world calling in and saying, I want to buy a meal. I want to buy a meal. And she hadn't even advertised this yet. So
it's
now,
just online.
Yeah. So now for $10, you can call up, buy a meal. She'll put your name. Well, she won't put your name, but she'll put where the meal came from, what state or city or country.
Nice.
And the bulletin board is loaded with people who have called in for $10. And she has gone to local schools and local churches and told them, hey, we got this. If any of your people, any of your students need meals, send them over to my place because we got a board full of $10
And they run
meals.
In and you go in and you like probably has to be managed now.
So the person who's in need goes into the restaurant. They pull the name off the board.
Pull
and then
one
they
off
order
the board and get their
meal. Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
So fantastic.
That is
cool. And then other restaurants can do the same.
Yeah.
And then post it.
And if you want to help out Roscoe's, it's Roscoe's Pizza in Union, Michigan.
Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
This is funny Nicole Kidman news to me, and I wanted to share it. So she, you know, no matter what she does, Academy Awards, no matter what work and crazy bold projects she takes on.
Yeah, that Australian guy she married.
Oh, don't. I'm not ready to talk about that heartbreak. But the other thing is that no matter what she does, everybody always wants to talk to her about that legendary AMC ad that she did.
We come to this place for magic. We come to AMC theaters to laugh.
It's awesome.
Cry,
have you ever watched the whole thing? What she's speaking is truth. And it's like she just sort of welcomes you into the theater. It makes you feel like she's holding your hand, taking you on the journey.
I just get to the movie. I don't need all that.
Grouchy. Anyway, the last part of it is people walk up to her fans and they always ask her to repeat this line.
Somehow, heartbreak feels good in a place like this.
Heartbreak feels good in a place like this. Fans ask her all the time to just say that back. She says it's incredibly embarrassing, but she said AMC definitely gave her a perk. She has an A-list membership for the rest of her life.
Oh, free
movies? I'm thinking, of course, she's not rolling into the theater to watch a movie, is she? If she is, she can sit by us, right?
Coming up next, I want to hear from you on the fictional character that means the most to you.
Yeah, books, TV, or movies.
Social Media Connect.
I love this subject so much. What fictional character means something to you? You think that can't be possible, and I know it's probably hard for Murphy to understand because you're not into fiction, but a fictional character.
Well, no, I mean, you're talking about TVs and movies. It's just a tough one to think of who it would be.
Okay, that's fine. That's fair. From our Instagram, Love Ya Shoes says, I love Wonder Woman. Grew up watching the show, have always loved Wonder Woman.
A lot of guys love Wonder Woman, too.
Murphy's on board with that one.
The old lasso of truth, huh?
Mander 1219 says, Peter Malark. That's from... The Hunger Games.
Hunger Games, yeah.
PETA. Okay. We also have an email from murphysamandjody.com from Sharla. She says, Dumbledore. I feel you on that. It says, it goes on to read, I've gone back and reread just the Dumbledore chapters of all of the Harry Potter books. I found an outline of all chapters that just him. And just once, instead of rereading the entire series, I read just the Dumbledore chapters. It was like therapy, wizard therapy. Love the show. That's from Sharla.
A lot of Dumbledore stuff is his little nuggets of wisdom, too.
Because every time he spoke to Harry, he gave him love in the form of words and guidance, you know?
Mm. I think some of my favorite characters are the ones that are well written. Most of them are going to come from TV and movies for me, but Walter White, to me, is one of my favorite characters from Breaking Bad.
Man. Really?
Well, yeah, because I think that his character's complex. I mean, he's the epicenter of the of what the series is all about. I think it's well done.
I found him hard to like.
Well, you know? I think that's part of it. I think it's just you've got the lead character who generally is the hero and the good guy, but he's not really a good guy.
No,
he starts
not.
Out as a good guy, but he, you know, and so I just think that it's different for the lead to be that.
So what does he mean to you then? Help me understand Walter. And Murphy.
I'm not morally bonded with him. I think that it's an intriguing story to see how somebody who starts from a place of need develops into something where their ego takes over, and then they become a completely different, very self-destructive person. It's an incredibly well-told story. So that's character what makes his character very deep
chemistry,
to me.
Yeah, chemistry teacher to drug lord.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so characters that mean something to you, even if it's the drug lord. 877-310-4MSJ. Coming up next, three things to know today.
Here's three things to know today.
Number one, after a record-breaking deployment at sea, the USS Abraham Lincoln is returning home finally to be replaced by aircraft carrier USS George Washington, which is on its way. And of course, there's been some controversy around this one because it was the longest deployment.
Yeah.
5,000 sailors and Marines on board, and they left San Diego in November of 2025, and they were redirected later to the Middle East. And of course, there have been conflicting reports about conditions on board.
Yeah, but now they're coming home.
Number two, if you want to save your sanity at work a little bit in our world, go low tech. They say, and you're having one of those days where you're authenticating constantly and you're on Teams calls and Zooms, put that down when you can, where you can, and embrace, you know, sticky notes and notebooks and handwritten to-do lists.
And typewriters.
It helps you. Nobody said typewriters, but it does help you to focus, therefore, maybe get some, be more productive.
Yeah.
Mix the tech, the high tech and the low tech. And number three, this is fun for the whole weekend, but it's only this weekend. Starbucks bringing back the unicorn frappuccino for one weekend only. The recipe was from 2017. It's creamy mango, tangy blue drizzle, whipped cream, and pink and blue topping. It tastes sweet and tart. And if childhood had a drink for children today, this is it. Starbucks unicorn frappuccino back this weekend only.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
Catch up with us on the Weekend Show podcast, especially if you had a crazy, busy back-to-school week. Everything is there. Just search Murphy, Sam, and Jody anywhere you listen to podcasts.
You know, one of my best days this week, it's Grateful Friday, Jody. So usually you bring up stuff like this. One of the best days of this week started off for me when I spilled an entire cup of coffee that I had just bought at Starbucks, and it went everywhere.
It went everywhere in Starbucks or somewhere like in
your
car?
No, in the parking lot here. About to come in. It was one of those. And, you know, coffee is the kind of thing that you really look forward to. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's your whole thing.
I've cried over spilled coffee.
Yeah. Well, and I almost did. And here's the point. Here's why that the day actually I think went well is just something clicked in me at that moment. I looked at it on the ground and I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to get upset about this. I just decided in that moment I'm not. Because the first thought was, man, here we go. It's easy for your brain to go, that figures, or this is
going to be one of those days.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Or you can laugh it off.
Right. And so I looked at it. I didn't even laugh it off. I just looked at it and went, okay, I spilled the coffee. Next, let me throw it in the trash can. And I came inside. And honestly, after that, never thought about it for the rest of the day. And so it just not engaging that feeling first thing in the morning made it a better day.
Later not letting it become a feeling.
No. And then later that day, unbeknownst to me, our friend Naisha,
yeah,
who's a massage therapist, starts telling me a story. She has no idea about my coffee story. Yeah. On the same day, she said, yeah, she said that, you know, this day could have started out bad for me. I spilled my breakfast all over me in the car.
Oh.
She said, but something, you know, inside of me just decided I'm not going to let this, I'm not going to let my day start this way.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at her going, me too. That's right. That's exactly what happened to me in, you know, in the parking lot. And it's crazy how just not letting your mind start going down that path immediately is a reset almost.
We had that discussion the other day. Do you remember? Not letting things be a feeling.
Yeah.
We have a lot of feelings about everything. The coffee, an email that you get, mm-hmm. your schedule. You have a lot of feelings about it all because we're human beings and we're emotional beings. But sometimes it's just sometimes you can let it in only as a fact. It's a fact that you spilled your coffee. It doesn't have to change your emotions.
Well, and it's okay to experience the feeling. You just have to understand that's your reaction and then move on. Because you don't want to deny and, you know, suppress feelings. It wasn't about that either. I acknowledge it's like I could be upset about this. So I acknowledge the feeling.
Man.
And then I just,
it. Was it a venti or a tall?
It was just a grande.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't a total
not that
loss.
Bad.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Coming up, Jody has another Hollywood Outsider, and next it is Grateful Friday.
Murphy, Sam, and Jody's Grateful Friday.
I mean, it's easy to be grateful on Friday because woohoo, Friday.
It's the end of the week.
It's also really good to start your day just with a little self-talk about something you're grateful for, even if it's something small. So keep it coming. Nora sent us this on Messenger. The Keep the Wow this week and the Grateful Friday is that I've made it to my first day of my last semester of nursing school. That's Nora, who we've been following since she began.
Congrats.
Journey.
It's the home stretch.
I'm telling you. I'm going to come see you one day. I'll let you draw blood, all the things,
Give
Nora.
Me some shots, everything.
All the things. It's good to celebrate. That's what Grateful Friday is for.
Mm-hmm.
I got to celebrate my mom, too.
Yeah,
remember,
Sam?
She, Miss Judy, she had the staples in her head.
Yeah, after
falling down, she got the staples out, and she said she told. This kind of goes back to telling doctor jokes too.
Uh-oh.
She said she told the doctor, "I didn't feel any of it. That's what a hard head will do for you."
See, that's good.
And she said she and the doctor laughed about it.
Good.
That joke worked.
That's a good doctor.
And she's fine now.
So the staples are out. Does she have a little scar where the staples were? Do you know
she
that?
She said the doctor told her one of the scars is really long. And she's like, okay. Well,
so another battle did. Scar for
Again,
Judy.
I didn't feel it. So.
And she fell at the daycare where she works?
She fell at church.
Oh, at church.
Which is also where the daycare is, but this was Sunday after church.
Oh,
slipped and
her.
Fell, busted her head.
And didn't miss a day of work, did
nope.
she? Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Miss Judy, we're grateful for you. Moving on to some Facebook and Instagram comments rolling in about letting your children build confidence by doing things for themselves, like even ordering at restaurants. Rebecca said, when my son was little, he had a slight stutter when he got nervous. So ordering for himself was one way that helped him. It helped him with it. Isn't that
That's
beautiful?
Fantastic.
And
yes.
it also helps with confidence.
Yeah.
We were talking about it because if you do too much for your kids as they grow up, you know, you think you're making things easier for them, but you're actually making it harder for them to become their own person.
Yeah, because you're supporting their independence by starting early.
Trace said, regarding the ordering at restaurants with kids, I did the same thing with my kids, but I told them it had to be under a certain amount depending on where we were eating. True that. We heard that. Keep it coming anytime. And you can also give us a call for Grateful Friday at 877-310-4MSJ.
Up next, Jody has another Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
This week, getting our first glimpse at what Ryan Murphy has up his sleeve for season 13 of American Horror Story. It is super scary. There's a teaser trailer. I mean, it looks like all of the stars and characters from the season's past are all going to be a part of it. So Twisty the Clown, Emma Roberts, Jessica Lange, she's back. Yeah. Angela Bassett as Marie Laveau, she's back. Sarah Paulson, everybody's there. Gabourey Sidibe.
Yeah.
Everybody's there, and it's just super scary and creepy.
Yeah, and if you miss any of the faces, the last scene is the list of everybody. So just pause it and read it all.
It's American Horror Story season 13. I guess you had to really bring it for season 13. So
yeah.
13 half-hour episodes premiering on FX and Hulu September 24th. right around the time you start thinking about Halloween, not that we're not already thinking about it.
You know, with everybody coming back, this has occurred to me, and I haven't seen it online, but with all of the big names coming back, the 13th season, you think maybe this
might be the final?
He might wrap it?
It might be.
Yeah.
True. Jessica Lange, by the way, had always said she would never come back, that she was done after playing four different characters over all these seasons, but he lured her back. When he pitched her, she said, I'll do it as long as I have a musical number. So she has a musical number. American Horror Story.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Got some awesomeness from Chick-fil-A.
Always.
They tried this out at a couple markets earlier this year. It worked, so we're getting it nationwide on the 24th. Chicken and waffles.
Oh, okay. I know everybody loves that.
They're replacing the bun with two round waffles.
Smart.
Now, during,
oh, wow.
during the day for lunch and dinner, it'll be a big chicken breast and a big, you know, bun or waffle. For breakfast, smaller.
Minis.
Yeah.
Got it.
So it's a maple-flavored waffle. You get your choice of regular, spicy, or grilled on the chicken. It's got bacon on it, honey butter, and a side of maple syrup.
I guess that's a no-duh for them if they're doing breakfast anyway with chicken.
Genius.
Maple's not Jody's thing, but yeah, I think that is a smart idea.
Oh, by the way, you can't get this on Sunday.
Yeah, thanks.
Right. Moving on here, IHOP bringing the pumpkin spice back. In fact, they're going to give us this year pumpkin cheesecake pancake tacos. That's a mouthful.
What?
It's basically a pancake. You fold it up to look like a taco.
Okay.
And then the pancake is made in pumpkin cheesecake flavor.
I understood
okay.
it.
But in the inside, it's like, oh, so you're going to put real stuff on the inside? No, it's going to be a sweet thing. Cheesecake mousse inside, finished off with whipped cream and cinnamon sugar.
Got it.
Yummy.
Wow.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah. It's a lot of thought, but it makes sense.
Arby's, they're bringing back the steak nuggets. Did you ever try those, Murphy, last year when
Probably.
They were out?
You did.
I'm trying to remember if I did try the
Murphy
steak
nuggets.
Murphy
tries everything at Arby's.
Yeah, they got a 5 or 9 piece, and this time they're adding a 20-count party pack.
Okay.
And you can get a nugget potato bowl. Now, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, I don't think I actually have tried those yet. Mm. Are they breaded, or are they just...
No, I don't think. I think they're just grilled.
Do they need to be? If they're
no,
a potato
I just
bowl?
I didn't know. I've seen that done before. I was curious.
You need more. By the way, that one's August 24th as well, so you got a little over a week. Cool new Cheez-Its that we have right now with the start of school year. They're
there
called
you go, Jody.
Cheez-It letters. Each of the Cheez-Its
cute.
Have a letter on them.
That's cute. You can spell little things to your friends.
I mean, you can play Scrabble and eat the pieces.
Yeah. You can flirt.
Yeah, that's
true. Well, you could.
Yeah, kind of like Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And they have two flavors, regular and then cheesy.
Love it.
Extra cheese.
Sweet. I look forward to that.
Three things to know today.
Number one, online shopping has changed our shopping world and retail. So what do we shop for and where do we do it when we're online? Where most people are lying in bed.
Yep. We're on the sofa.
How do you like that? What are we buying?
Junk.
Clothes, books, even groceries. How many things do we get a week? The average household in America, 2.3 packages a week or about 150 a year.
Damn.
And what can make you add more to your cart? The magic words, free shipping. Hmm. Number two, this is lovely. Tampa International Airport sending unclaimed baggage after 30 days. If you don't come back and get that suitcase, they're donating it. Their Duffels and Dignity program to the Hillsborough County Children's Services. So they handed over like 300 suitcases last year, backpacks and strollers and even car seats for kids moving around within the foster care system.
That's cool.
Isn't that a lovely idea of something to do with unclaimed baggage? And number three, Universal Studios Hollywood putting up two new sound barriers around their new Fast and Furious Hollywood Drift roller coaster because lots of complaints were coming in from the neighborhood next door. All the riders were screaming, you know, at all times of the day. So
it's
a
roller coaster.
We heard you. Two separate sound barriers. You won't hear or see that coaster.
You're up to date. Three things to know today.
Some people use ChatGPT to answer questions. Others use it to get real work done. With ChatGPT Work, you bring the goal, plus real inputs like briefs, notes, files, feedback, data, and project plans. It can help turn them into an analysis, tracker, deck outline, prototype, or workflow you can review and keep shaping. You stay in control, giving direction and choosing the final output. Put ChatGPT to work on your most ambitious ideas and projects. Get started at ChatGPT.com by selecting Work Mode. Available on Plus and Pro plans.
Hey everyone, it's Cal Penn. I'm inviting you to join the best sounding book club you've ever heard with my podcast, Hearsay, the Audible and iHeart Audiobook Club. Every episode, I nerd out with amazing guests and dive into the best new audiobooks available on Audible. It's the book club for your ears. Listen to Hearsay, the Audible and iHeart Audiobook Club on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.